Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with John Jones, who is the president at Trulio. John, thanks for joining me today.
Nice to meet you, Karen. Thank you.
So just to level set for those listening in, Trulio is a global ID verification company that uses a variety of traditional and non-traditional data sources to score online identities in support of a variety of use cases, including fraud prevention and compliance. And that's going to be a trigger for, I think, the topic of conversation today, which is something that I know you're very passionate about, and that is something you describe as RegTech. What is RegTech from your perspective, and why is it relevant in the fintech space?
Sure. I think to get into RegTech, you have to take a step back and look at fintech firstly. So when people are asked what fintech means to them, the typical response involves the word startup, disruption, innovation, nimbleness, for example. And they associate fintech companies being very consumer-centric, that are easy to do business with. In fact, one of the most popular reasons consumers choose to use fintech is the ease of opening new accounts, for example, which is something that we play very heavily in. But no doubt the emergence of fintech has disrupted the traditional financial industries as we know it. However, there's a consistent issue in terms of how fintech companies can play efficiently in a very heavily regulated market, one that carries very high barriers to entry. If you add in the consumer expectation of a frictionless experience, one that can be undertaken at any time, any country, through any device, then the barriers start to exponentially increase. Mm-hmm. So the option of a fintech company burying their head in the sand when it comes to regulation isn't really realistic, both from a cost and also a reputational perspective. And that's really where a regulatory technology or RegTech capabilities come to play. So these capabilities typically harness data and technology to efficiently and effectively streamline how a business can comply with regulatory requirements, and as a result of that, offer significant benefits to the company. We see on average approximately 20% of operational costs are dedicated to the governance and compliance area, and that's a growing number given the speed of regulatory change today. But it's not just fintech companies that can benefit from the RegTech capabilities that are in the market today. It's also the incumbent players. So we strongly believe at Trulio that, a key to growth for everyone, so fintech incumbents, is in leveraging these sort of emerging regulatory capabilities in an integrated and seamless manner at some form of scale.
It's interesting. I was having a conversation with someone last week, and we were talking about the fact that so much of the fintech community is looking to sidestep regulation. So their disruption is not to necessarily disrupt and innovate a solution, but to figure out a way to do that by sidestepping the existing regulatory framework that, of course, governs the financial services space. Is that why you believe that having this core capability around RegTech is so critical?
Yeah, I think that we obviously want to try and make sure that the fintech companies are very much focused on what they're good at, and that's in terms of innovation and disruption. And a lot of fintechs view the regulatory hurdles that are in place as a nuisance or as a piece that they don't really need to address. I think that's where we're very much focused. So we're looking at providing capabilities that really take some of those headaches away very easily from the fintech companies to allow them to feel secure in their own company, that they're satisfying the regulations that they need to, but also allowing them to focus their resources on the areas that they believe they can truly disrupt in.
Well, and I think it's hard to know what exactly the regulatory and compliance guidelines are. There are so many of them, and depending upon what the what the startup is focused on, it may be just a confusing and complex landscape. Is that Is that why the environment is ideal for this sort of reg tech solution to emerge? It's just hard to know what end is up when it comes to looking at regulatory and compliance efforts.
That's true, and you know, it's a very complicated market, as people can recognize. But there's a lot of work that's been done at an industry perspective, really through one of collaboration. So, you know, one where fintechs, incumbent banks, the regulators, policymakers can really all have their opinions heard and how they can address some of these regulatory challenges in the best way possible. So a good example of that is in the UK, where the Financial Conduct Authority, or FCA, which is the UK's financial regulator, introduced last year a regulatory sandbox idea or methodology, where new financial products and services could be tested really without the fear of disciplinary regulatory actions being done. So you know, this really counters some of the arguments that fintechs were placing, saying that regulatory barriers were preventing them from entering. And it's really, you know, spearheaded the, you know, the drive of the UK to be a true fintech leader globally in these types of initiatives that really break down some of these barriers. So we've seen that approach work in several countries, such as the US and Canada, and we're actively working with the Canadian group today to try and take a similar approach to the success that has been seen in the UK.
How do you respond to people in the industry, whether that's investors or startups themselves, who believe that the space is becoming too regulated, you know, with more layers of regulation, more regulators that are overseeing the regulators that that are already in place? Is that a concern that you share?
Yeah, I thought your over-regulation has been a concern for everyone, not just the fintech industry, but, you know, I also would state that, you know, regulation is largely there to protect the consumer interest as a whole. You know, from a trade perspective, for example, we enable businesses to satisfy regulations regarding, you know, knowing the identity of who they're interacting with. And that's something that's, you know, very critical from an anti-money laundering or AML standpoint. I don't think anyone would argue that, you know, being asked to verify an individual where money movement was involved is a bad idea, given the, you know, the very real threats of terrorist financing, trafficking, or drug activities, for example. In saying that, we, you know, we do see issues in regards to regulation and AML. Firstly, AML regulations differ by country, so there's, you know, there is no global standard, which makes it very hard, to your point, around keeping up to date with, you know, the various standards around the world. Secondly, the regulations will evolve, and we've seen some evolving of regulation in Canada recently. And third, you know, the speed of regulatory change is typically behind the speed of innovation. So as consumers increasingly demand online versus in-person services, capturing documents to prove a customer identity, for example, it, you know, is often not possible, or at best, very consumer unfriendly, and that's a very typical process that's being done in person. Some of these processes do not really map over into an online world. At the same time, you know, the data available to verify an individual exists and is who they say they are is continually expanding, and everyone in effect has their own sort of dispersed big data lake that's surrounding them from an online perspective, something that can really have significant implications in helping enable wider financial inclusion and accessibility. So to go back to your question, you know, I think regulation must constantly evolve to serve the public interest and reduce exposure. In addition, though, you know, the faster adapting of regulations need to combat over-regulation. You know, clearly the most forward-thinking regtech solutions are the ones that are able to adapt quickly to regulatory change. And the most forward-thinking regtech companies are the ones that can really help drive that regulatory change with the consumer at the center.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, part of the criticism of the regulatory environment is that we continue to add, we never take anything away. So it becomes complicated and sometimes as you point out, on a global scale, and many players like to operate on a global scale, they almost cancel each other out. So what goes in one country doesn't go in another, and it becomes very hard for players to figure out how to create a global solution when there are so many regulations that are at odds with each other. Yet you believe that RegTech is something that can really enable innovation and not necessarily hold it back. Can you elaborate a little bit more on why you think that's the case?
Yeah, there was a recent article that we looked at that quoted around 43% of investors believed regulation was the biggest hurdle fintech companies had to overcome. So as fintechs find themselves having to balance diverting resources and funds into managing these hurdles, without really sacrificing the inherent transparency, privacy, security, and risk that is required, they can remain focused on what they really do best. So that's really why we view ourselves and RegTech in general as an innovation enabler that everyone can really embrace.
So let's get specific. So what are some of the use cases that you could provide as examples in how RegTech can really accelerate innovation for a fintech company? Perhaps something you've enabled for someone, or a philosophy that you've embraced that you think is really an example of a forward-thinking RegTech philosophy.
Sure. So a great quote that is from Deloitte that refers to how RegTech can help automate mundane compliance tasks to a required standard, so as to empower compliance departments to make improved data-derived risk decisions. And I think that's a very key observation and really lies at the heart of what RegTech is trying to do. RegTech solutions can not only be applied to new problems encountered by companies, but also very effective at enabling existing problems to be solved in a much more efficient way, and therefore enabling resources to be redeployed. So the Trellio, as a RegTech solution, we focus on enabling our clients to efficiently, connect to trusted global data sources with full transparency, which is a very large undertaking if they wanted to do that type of connection themselves. Be able to leverage these sources to adhere to global KYC regulations and provide at least the information that they need to be able to connect, as well as how best practice and how these sources have been used. Remove ongoing IT overhead through a single normalized API connection. So making a connection into us extremely simple, really relying on our capabilities and our network to connect to additional sources or additional countries as and when they need to. And then really centralize and offload a large part of their KYC rules logic and decision management. So the idea is to really become a single place where fintech companies, incumbent banks can go to, have a fully transparent data marketplace where they can feel very secure in terms of the data they're connecting to, but really, focusing on, again, what they do best and not having to source data, plug in data, et cetera.
So when should a company approach you to talk about accessing the capabilities that you provide through, your what you would call your RegTech platform? Are these young companies, older companies? I mean, I think a lot of companies that are just starting, their focus is on making sure they can create a product, and compliance is something they need to be thinking about, but it isn't necessarily a priority. Should it be more of a priority up front?
Yeah, and we're really enabling that to become a priority up front that they can look at and take into account as they start to develop their products. We are working with a lot of very small clients in an incubation stage to try and enable that type of regulatory viewpoint to be built in as they start to develop their products and release them to market. But there's no reason why our solution or other solutions like us are only be used by small or emerging fintech players. We have a lot of very significant clients and logos that use us today across many markets. So we use within for the financial industry for onboarding of new accounts. We use within the money remittance market for verification of sender and receiver of funds. We use within the P2P market with a monetary exchange. We use within foreign exchange markets. We use within general global buyer-seller marketplaces. So whenever there's a real regulatory need to verify the identity of the consumer, whether it's a buyer, seller, sender, receiver, or somebody's opening up an account, then we have a very real role to play. So it's definitely not a small industry that we're trying to address, and I think that's really some of the beauty of RegTech as a whole, and that it really falls very much in line with the traditional financial industry today in terms of the same problems, but doing it in a much more efficient and a much more seamless way.
So you just described a number of things that you do for a variety of players. Where do you see this aspect of innovation going? Where's the RegTech platform, if you will, headed? What's to come?
Sure. So from a charity perspective, we definitely don't see regulatory demands going away anytime soon. and we're definitely 100% focused on further enhancing what we have today in our global data marketplace. I think the one key point of what Trulio has is that we've built our products really from the ground up to satisfy AML and KYC regulations, or at least to help achieve that from a client perspective. But we also can leverage these types of technologies within more the general payment space. So there is a very natural synergy across several areas that we play in. But the need for trust will never go away, and RegTech will always be focused on helping achieve that. In terms of where we've seen innovation, there's definitely been significant progress on federated identities, for example, where one trusted credential can be used across multiple online sites to aid in customer authentication. There's obviously been very significant advancement in biometric adoption. Now that an ever-growing number of consumers globally are carrying around a biometric-enabled device wherever they go. And there's been continued progress in assessing the incorporation of non-traditional data within a regulatory decision environment without unduly reducing the levels of diligence required. However, it really goes back to my earlier point on regulation keeping pace with innovation. So reducing customer friction is now seen in evidence wherever you go, from remote deposit capture of checks online, to signing into a bank account with a fingerprint, to instantly moving money from one bank account to another. And RegTech as an industry needs to focus on really removing the regulatory hurdles in place. But for that to happen, really regulation has to keep up.
Yeah, and there's so many other dimensions to this. I mean, you mentioned moving money online, which of course there's a whole series of initiatives that are designed to make that happen faster. And with that speed, obviously comes the necessity to accelerate the authentication of those individuals who are on the sender and receiving end of the transaction. And the pressure is obviously on to do that from a process perspective, but certainly from an authentication perspective, it opens a whole new set of risks and possibilities for innovation as well.
Yes, Jim, I think that the tools that we provide are very much part of an overall risk-based authentication type decision. So with consumer friction being so paramount, and reducing that friction, really every transaction where that interaction occurs. And there are a lot of tools that really focus on that type of background type verification. And this is, from what we've seen, this is a great example of how we can achieve that sort of background verification with the minimal friction of the consumer. It's a real layered solution. So we're very focused on how we can leverage this within a much larger process, such as device recognition is a very seamless type of tool that can be used. Location type services, very seamless, and background type solution can be used. So we see all these tools as very, very complementary and working, very much as, as a sort of single solution, but can also be used as a, as a larger holistic solution.
Well, John, it's been really fascinating to talk to you about something that I think is a really important part of financial services and fintech, whether you're a new-to-the-world company or an established entity that is trying to keep up with the changes in the way business is done because of the innovators that are making those changes happen. There's a lot to consider, and it sounds like you guys have thought it through a great deal and are pushing forward this concept of RegTech, which needs to be a core competency that everyone has and or leverages. So John, thanks very much for your perspective. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen. Good time. Thank you.